Recent developments impact advocacy efforts for animal agriculture. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
At the end of last month, animal agriculture advocacy group Protect the Harvest ceased operations because of declining financial support. I talked about it with Hannah Thompson-Weeman, who heads a different group with a similar purpose, the Animal Agriculture Alliance.
It's very unfortunate to see that organization not able to move forward. We believe that we need more voices in this space and not fewer. And they certainly took a different approach to the issues and communicating about them than the Alliance does in our typical operations. But again, there was a lot of room for collaboration to try to safeguard animal agriculture.
Animal rights groups are much better funded than animal ag defenders. Still, in the recent election, several state and local ballot initiatives involving animal ag came out in favor of ag. And Thompson-Weeman says overall election results do not bode well for the anti-animal ag contingent.
Potentially a little bit less optimistic under a changing administration, looking towards the new year from some activist groups that thought they might be able to get some traction on things like the dietary guidelines, the farm bill and subsidies and those types of things that they're trying to challenge.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.